Welcome to the 2018 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is entitled Vacuum Technology Part 1, the relationship between vacuum pump down, leak rate testing, and rate of rise. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
With experience gained from over 50 years in the vacuum heat treating business, Bill Jones provides our listeners with valuable insight into vacuum measurement and the factors that have an effect on vacuum pump down, leak rate testing, and rate of rise. Today's podcast is part one of two, so let's listen as Bill expands on these important matters. Bill, what can be expected in vacuum pump down readings against time in a normal production vacuum furnace?
When a normal production vacuum furnace becomes sick, normally it will produce discolored work. And then the operators or management searches for the cause. The first suspicion is that there is a vacuum leak and something is going on with the vacuum system. So the early indications of a vacuum problem is when the vacuum pump down is taking an excessive amount of time to pump down to a preset vacuum condition, or it is not reaching a operating vacuum level at all. For example, a normal vacuum furnace might pump down to 1 × 10⁻⁵ torr in an hour. And a vacuum furnace that is unhealthy will take an hour to pump down to the middle of the 10⁻⁴ range. Something is wrong.
What are the instruments used for measuring vacuum furnace pressure?
There are two vacuum furnace measuring instruments. One is the thermocouple vacuum gauge, and the other is the high vacuum ion gauge, assuming a diffusion pump furnace. These are the normal vacuum gauges that we use, often referred to as the micron gauge or the high vacuum ion gauge.
Can there be problems with a vacuum gauge in its measurement of pressure?
Yes. If you have a thermocouple vacuum gauge and the gauge tube does not receive any maintenance, that is, changing it over time, then a thermocouple vacuum gauge tends to read higher than the correct vacuum. For example, if it is a diffusion-pumped vacuum furnace, the micron vacuum gauge will pump down to 1 micron. However, as the micron vacuum gauge becomes dirty, then that pressure will increase. And it very well may be that the thermocouple gauge will not pump down below 10 or 15 microns. This is because the thermocouple vacuum gauge has become dirty for lack of maintenance, that is, changing. Normally, most of the thermocouple vacuum gauges in a production furnace will be changed out once a year. Now, the other vacuum gauge in a diffusion pumped furnace is the high vacuum ion gauge. Here, just the reverse is possible. When that gauge becomes dirty or contaminated, it slowly starts to read higher and higher vacuum. That is, the vacuum appears to be improving. So, what has caused that? And that is, the vacuum gauge has not been cleaned or has not been changed, and it's good policy in a production vacuum furnace to change these ion gauges out as a minimum of every year and to clean them every 6 months.
Let's say a normal vacuum furnace pumps down to the low 10⁻⁵ torr range, but now it's pumping down to the low 10⁻⁷ torr range in the same amount of time. Has the furnace somehow had a miracle of improvement? What is that and what's happening?
A vacuum furnace pump down can be affected by any number of adverse relationship. For example, if you have refacil type thermocouples, which have been sitting around in the atmosphere and they're filled with moisture and you have a number of those thermocouples in the furnace is going to pump down slowly due to the evaporation of water vapor. That's true in both the micron range to some extent, and even more so in the high vacuum gauge reading. It'll just be a very slow pump down. Now, let's assume that the pump down times, there is nothing in the furnace that's causing moisture or what have you. The furnace is empty. And the furnace pumps down where normally it would pump down to, say, 1 times 10 to the minus 5 in 1 hour. Now it is noticed that in that same 1 hour period, the pressure in the furnace is sinking down into as much as the 10 to the minus 7 torr range. And the point is, well, has the furnace miraculously improved in some way that we're getting these much better vacuum gauge readings? No, the actual fact is the high vacuum ion gauge has become dirty and it is misreading. Now, just a point, any vacuum system, when it is pumping down, is going to pump down to the point of equilibrium against either the outgassing rate in the furnace or a inleak of air into the vacuum system. So the vacuum system is always pumping at full capacity, and the equilibrium pressure is always dependent on either outgassing or inleakage of air from some point. But the main point being made here is that the vacuum gauging and indications are a major consideration and are not necessarily without error.
Assuming the accuracy of the vacuum gauge is correct and the vacuum gauge head is not contaminated, what would you expect for normal leak-up rates or the rate of rise? And what are the expectations for vacuum readings after periods of time of pumping?
First of all, I'd like to define leak rate. The leak rate for a vacuum furnace is after you pump on the furnace, presumably empty, and you shut down the vacuum system, that is, you close all the vacuum valves from the pumping system, and the chamber is in effect valved off, and what you are watching is the pressure rise from whatever the pump down start is. Let's assume that the furnace is a mechanical pumped furnace, that is, no diffusion pump. It's not unusual to see a mechanical pumped furnace with a Roots blower in front of the mechanical pump under clean conditions, and if you pump for about an hour, the pressure will fall into the low micron range, that is 10 to 15 microns. If you then close off the vacuum pumps and look at the pressure rise in the furnace over, say, 1 hour or something less and a multiple of that time towards an hour, the leak rate may well be in the 10 micron per hour range, all things being equal. Now, let's look at a vacuum furnace with a high vacuum diffusion pump. Now, let's say the normal pump down to 1 times 10 to the minus 5 in 1 hour, and you valve off the furnace, one should see a leak rate of something less than 25 microns an hour. It all depends on the size of the furnace, but let's say a normal size furnace, like a 50-inch deep hot zone, probably the leak rate would be in the order of 10 to 15 microns per hour. Or if the furnace has been properly conditioned, that is, there's been a preceding temperature bakeout, the furnace not open to the atmosphere, and you pump down to the low 10 to the minus 5 or even 1 times 10 to the minus 5 torr, one could see a leak rate under 5 microns per hour. I would like to emphasize the vacuum gauge reading. If the vacuum level in the furnace is not at a low level, you will automatically have a poor leak rate. In order to achieve an acceptable leak rate, the vacuum level in the furnace must be at the lowest level achievable by the vacuum pumps.
Thank you for joining us for another Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast on Vacuum Technology Part 1. Please look for our next podcast on Vacuum Technology Part 2, Finding Air and Water Leaks in a Vacuum Furnace.
The Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. The websites of Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing contain technical papers and articles for download related to vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treat processing, which will be very helpful to our listeners. Thank you for listening to another informative Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast.